Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, is this me?
Yes.
I almost jumped in there.
Robbie, Robbie, who did they have on the show today?
Who do we have?
Yeah, how about somebody
Jason Kipnis was on at 125.
It's not my job.
Can I get
Kipnis?
Big thanks to Jason Kipnis for being on the show.
Nick Friedel.
Thanks to Russ Dorsey for coming in and hanging out here on the Rahimi and Harris show with Mark Grody.
Yeah. So Marshall left. I didn't know he was just going to leave me at the wheel here. I had no idea.
Marshall got big TV stuff to do.
That's right. Yeah, he's doing some teleprompter work over at ABC 7 or something. Why does everything always happen during transition with the TV people? I don't understand what's going on.
Usually
here.
Because the meetings, if you're doing like a 4 or 5 o'clock cast, is usually 2 or 2:30, so that's why.
Okay. I always thought it was just because they didn't want to talk to us.
No.
I made sure to try and take it extremely personal.
Well, it's easy to do that because you get to the end of the show and then, oh no, you're not done. You got another 25 minutes, so it makes me suspicious.
Here's the thing, Mark. If I take it personally, then I can feel like the victim and let that feed my resentment, and then I can do whatever I want.
Oh, that's so beautiful. You are a healthy, healthy person.
Thank you, buddy.
Matt Spiegel.
Thank you for figuring me out.
This has been the Rahimi and Harris Show featuring me today, Mark Grody. I pop in every once in a while, but I am here. I am now leading the show, which means I get to bring in the afternoon show of Spiegel and Holmes, Lawrence Holmes, and Matt Spiegel. And guess what? We still have Russ Dorsey in studio.
He will not leave.
He will not leave, and that makes me happy.
The guest who wouldn't leave. Yeah.
This guy stays. Marshall exits. What's going on, gentlemen?
Did you guys ever see the old the guest who wouldn't leave, the old John Belushi sketch from SNL way back in the day? Like, he was just hanging around. He came over to visit, I think, Jane Curtin and Bill Murray's house. And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to hang around. Might have made some long-distance phone calls. It was just like one thing after another.
The guest who wouldn't leave.
Tracy Morgan tells the story of doing that at Prince's house.
Just not leaving Prince's house?
Prince had a party, and, you know, the Paisley Park in the house is so big that, like, 2 days later, he like walked into a room. He's like, Tracy Morgan, what are you doing in my house? Tracy Morgan, get the out of my house.
That sounds about right, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Man, what didn't Carlos Boozer did that to Prince's house and
that's
like
right.
destroyed yeah. like because Prince rented out a Los Angeles home and Carlos Boozer and his family lived there for a while and then just like desecrated it and didn't pay rent the last couple of months.
But I thought the story goes when Boozer tells it that he redid the whole thing and when he left it was like nobody had been there.
Really?
Yeah.
So like
no
it
longer
was
purple.
Oh no, yeah, Prince rented his house. I've got this all wrong. So Prince rented his house and Prince redecorated it to his liking.
He purpleized it.
And an upset Boozer initially considered legal action, but Prince ultimately smoothed things over.
Because he's Prince.
Because he's Prince.
Speaking of Carlos Boozer, his son Cameron is considered like a lottery pick next year.
The mock draft I saw yesterday had him at number 2 in the 2 early mock drafts.
Yep. That's where you'll find him.
And one.
That's where we're at.
Get it, Joe.
It's your guy, man.
Is that what he sounds like?
It's
probably.
We were trying to think, actually, when was the last time we were talking to Nick Friedell, who was just on fire like he always is about the Bulls organization?
He's got long thoughts.
The last time the Bulls made a truly good move for their team, for the present and the future of their team. You can make some arguments for DeMar DeRozan, but even he didn't exactly fit in perfectly. Alex Caruso obviously was a good signing. That was a good player. But in terms of like a real player, most of the big decisions that they have made, including giving Zach LaVine the maximum, many things that they have done. Like, when was the last time they made a move that was good? And not just this regime, even previous to it. That's why I thought about Carlos Boozer, who, of course, was the consolation prize.
It would have been the summer that they brought Boozer in, right?
But even that was like, oh, we got to settle for Boozer.
I'm willing to give them a few summers ago. Like, the team that they put together with a healthy Lonzo and Alex Caruso and DeMar and Zach LaVine.
That day.
That's a good team.
Okay.
The Lonzo and DeRozan day of like, because that was today. Free agency begins today at 5 o'clock Central. So it was this day that year. Was definitely a celebration. Was like, oh man, they're moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if they're going to be great, but they're going to be real good. This is very interesting.
But it was met with suspicion. Just like people were calling it out right away when DeMar DeRozan. Like some people didn't like it because of the style of play of DeMar DeRozan.
That it doesn't quite fit with Zach LaVine, and yet somehow they're married again.
And they were right.
When those guys were all healthy, they had a hell of a first half of a season, basically. So that is true. But it was this sort of flawed assembling of what looked like good players.
This is what I want to ask you guys, because Grody heard me go off at 1:45 about this. I feel like my standard is very high, because I think as a sports watcher, if you're a fan of a team, the ultimate goal should be, are we getting closer to winning a title? And even with the DeMar and Lonzo, Alex Caruso summer, I never thought that team was going to win a title, right? I think the last time I thought the Chicago Bulls were in the conversation for title was Joakim
12.
And Derek and Boozer and that team in 12, mm-hmm. right?
12?
Before Derek
right?
tears his knee up. Like,
yeah.
I understand that only one team wins a title every year, but I think these organizations, if you're not trying to win one, how can you honestly tell your fan base? That's why I hate the word compete, because I think sometimes we've changed the word from compete to we're going to be involved in the conversation of the best teams in whatever sport, to now we're not going to get our head kicked in on a nightly basis.
A long, long debated topic right here just the way that you framed it. To me, there can't be you either compete for a title or there's everybody else. That's just not realistic. And so I was okay with DeMar and Lonzo and Caruso and Vooch, and that thing is like, all right, they're going to be a top 4 team. They're going to be good enough to be a top 4 team, and maybe things will progress. It's when they decide to stay on the bottom. Yeah. They're between 11 and 7.
Like, yeah, and that's not the bottom, though.
And no, that's the
middle.
It's the bottom of it's the bottom of the top, shall we say. Like, there's got to be even nuance within contend versus compete. I'm okay with a contender. I've loved contenders in my life. But deciding to be okay on the bottom of the top is where it gets ugly.
I understand where Russ is coming from, though, and I think that is like the mentality that we want the teams to have. Like, are you trying to win? Are you what is the conceivable next championship that you can win? And I do think that people have ignored like the idea of every year being precious. And that's what Theo used to talk about all the time, that every season was precious. What are you doing to allow for it? Now, there seems to always be more urgency when it comes to NFL teams that you turn it around. You're like, okay, we're trying to make a move to go forward and be competitive. And it's a one-game sample, so it makes it easier to make you think that a team is competitive.
The difference, though, Lawrence, is the cap and the floor and the true equanimity. That's the difference. It's
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's like in baseball, to your point, The ones who are really going for it are defined by the ones who are willing to pay the tax year after year after year. And if you're not, then you're the Cubs or the Red Sox or some of these teams that are existing. Russ, you know it.
Yeah.
Near the top, but still get lambasted by their fan bases because there is no cap. But the NFL's different. You're right.
But the Bulls, though, this place that they have decided to live in is not satisfying.
No, this is a different kind of place. And this is different than where the Cubs
because they
the
don't
Red
have
Sox
a plan. There's no plan to be trusted.
And it's a little bit like what we would use to accuse the Cubs of the idea of, well, the ballpark's filled, the beer is cold. Yeah. That's the United Raycon. Center now. Yeah. It's not Wrigley anymore. It's the United Center.
Yeah. And the nuance between the two, frankly, is what I was trying to respond to with Russ. But Lawrence, you're right. I mean, the Bulls thing, it's ugly and it's manipulative, and secret extensions make it downright insulting.
Yeah, and it's the fact that, to Lawrence's point and your point, they know whether you're pissed off at the Bulls or not, we're going to get 21,000 in here in these winters in Chicago, and because a guy named Michael Jeffrey Jordan played here and was the best to ever do it, people are going to come. When I was in Europe, and I would tell people, oh, I'm from Chicago, the first word out of their mouth is Michael Jordan.
Bulls.
And that's what they're living off of. And how can you do... Michael hasn't played here in how long?
25 years.
It's 27
years.
It's 2025.
Come back, Michael. Years. Please come back.
It doesn't feel like...
He doesn't even come back here. He doesn't even come back to celebrate championships.
Is he coming for NASCAR this year? I saw the bleachers being all set up down the block here.
I mean, let's he's had two teams in NASCAR.
I know.
Let's rattle off the things Michael didn't come back for.
I mean... Ring of Honor.
Please come back.
I mean, you know, you didn't come back for that. The All-Star
game.
In
2020, he was not here for that.
The All-Star game, which was Chicago basketball royalty in all directions, and Michael didn't come back for it, let alone playoff bowls? Like, was he back once during Derek's career?
Well, it would have been weird because he was, like, ensconced with the Hornets by then. But
that does not hold back other legends.
That's true.
I feel like he came back for Blackhawks things. Like, remember when he'd be in the suite at the Blackhawks?
Yes.
But not while the Bulls were in the playoffs at the same time.
Man. And probably White Sox, too, right? Like, I think in 05, Michael was around for his old baseball organization.
This would be a great category. Public things that Michael Jordan has come back for since the second walk away. Because that dude can hold a grudge.
Let me ask.
He's always been able to hold a grudge. He's still one of the best I ever saw.
What's the why, though? And I know there's probably a lot of like obvious answers, but like, is it just too intense, the adoration that Jordan gets if he is to be like within the vicinity? Like, it's just too much for him?
I mean,
it's just too much.
Here's the thing about Jordan. We don't really know about him.
Yeah.
Like, what we is that he is a sociopath in the best possible way for those of us who love winning basketball or winning anything.
Right, but that's not necessarily a healthy way to live one's life.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because it gave us wins.
But now he's actually living his life. I was actually talking about this with somebody because, like, the Hall of Fame speech, Michael let you in on just how vengeful
petty LaBelle
that he can still be. And is he still that way? I don't know.
He became personal with me.
I wonder if we're going to find out from him as a broadcaster. Mm. Because you get to know Barkley and Shaq and Kenny as humans. Don't you feel like you like know them a little bit?
And
I don't know if Jordan's broadcast role is going to be big enough or loose enough to let you in on the state of his current humanity.
And Spiegs, I think that him moving into this is also petty. I think it's also, hey, Charles, you've been doing this for years now, right?
Uh-huh.
Watch this. I'm just going to show up.
Yeah, but
not in studio either.
I feel like
I'm going to do this from my home.
Don't you think hell could come to breakfast for him, though, where all of a sudden, like, some of his ugliness is on display?
Yeah.
And people are going to be like, that's too bad.
First of all,
people don't care.
I think people want to see him, like, crap on this next generation of player.
Yes.
Everything I had heard when that announcement came out was like, ooh, Mike is going to be petty and say these guys don't know how to play and they don't want to play basketball. And I don't know how good that – I agree with you, Speed. I don't think that's the greatest thing in the world.
I mean, it's interesting to watch Gretzky do NHL games.
He's so good gracious.
He's so great. You're exactly right. The way he was with Ovechkin, the way he was with everybody, and that's endearing and it's human.
And the fact that he sits there as if he's not Wayne Gretzky. That he's
like
that,
he's I'm just some dude.
Yeah.
No.
He is on a dais with a bunch of really good players.
Yes.
But you're the guy. And he's just like cool with being one of the guys.
Respect.
And honestly, like it's made like that broadcast that they have on Turner for hockey with him is really terrific.
Because you've got a goat. You've got the goat out there who can just hang and be part of things. And so can Shaq, and so can Charles, and so can Kenny. And I don't know if Mike can.
Under 6.5 appearances for Mike on NBC.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm gonna say under. And I also think that this whole thing probably took a lot of selling 1,000%. To Michael Jordan. 1,000%. And that's why I don't think he's coming back with, like, I'm going to show you how to do this. I think he's going to be reading the scripts, doing what he has to do to make his $5 million per episode
protecting himself so he doesn't have to show you the underbelly.
Why would he all of a sudden now start showing us his underbelly?
I'm taking the under, too. Yeah. Just because, like, they were very specific with what the role would be. And if Michael was going to be in studio, they would have blown that thing out. We have his airness on every week NBC.
And you have also when you start looking at Brady on Fox, there's still a distance between him and everyone else. And I wish that he would kind of do what Gretzky's doing and maybe that's part of Tom's personality. But in those rare moments where you get a glimpse of just like Tom the guy, I think those are some of his best moments. Or Tom the savant. He needs to pick one of those lanes for me. When he's Tom the savant, you're like, oh my God, like there's a lot of information that you are getting. And he sometimes kind of stays in the place of Tom the celebrity. And that's the guy that I don't think anyone likes. I think people would like, people like the drunk dude that was like, I won all these championships and y'all can kiss my ass. Mm-hmm. Here's the trophy. Yeah. I'm going to throw that. Or the, let me explain to you what happened on this play. This guy was out of position, and let me tell you why. Like, when he does that, I'm like, oh, that's the stuff. Yeah. Like, give us the good stuff.
I think the one thing for Fox is, like, you can see that, what you're talking about, Lawrence, where it's like, okay, if we give him time, he's going to be really good at this, as opposed to, yeah, this is bad, like the Drew Brees experiment on NBC.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like Brady got worse. I feel like the Brady thing got worse, and he kind of got exposed a little bit. We're big Greg Olson stans.
I hear that part. I get that.
There's no argument there. Like, yeah. Greg has put in the sweat equity, the time watching tape. Mm-hmm. He's really the best at this, and it sucks that he got put in a place where they had made that $325 million commitment to Tom Brady and kind of move Greg out of the way. It wasn't the best for the broadcast. But that being said, I still think that there's a lot that Tom contributes to a broadcast. I'm still not sure that they're getting the best out of him, though. And I don't know how to do that. I have some thoughts. Like, if he were to ask me, I'd have notes. But I would love for him to get to a level of comfort that Wayne Gretzky is at.
I'm psyched for our show today. We got like a big shooter, former White Sox player, and Aaron Rowan.
Oh, nice.
A great big shooter, former Cub media star, and Doug Glanville, who wrote about Ryan Sandberg in a beautiful way. And a great hockey guy to talk to, and Blackhawks analyst Darren Pang. I mean, we're loaded.
What a way to kick off a Monday.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we need to do on today's show, including celebrating our guy Alex. It is now official. Alex Kuhn is now the executive producer of the Spiegel and Holmes show, so congratulations to him.
Congrats!
Crowd wants Kuhn to get their wish.
Are they booing or saying Kuhn?
No, they're definitely saying,
hey, man, congratulations.
Appreciate it, guys.
Congratulations, dude.
Heck yeah.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thanks, everybody, for your confidence in me, and excited to keep going.
I want to hear more.
We've been doing this for 2 months.
We said that we were confident.
I don't recall writing that or saying that.
You know where he got his education? On the clock.
You know what's funny?
That's right.
So, oh, my God. He's an on the clock.
First booking, Merrill Hodge. Yeah, so, Grody, yeah. Alex is on your tree? The Mark Grody tree?
That's a Grody tree right there. I don't know, man.
I don't know. I mean, that was so...
I would be honored to be known as the first branch of the Grody tree.
Okay, oh, there's got to be others. You know what's funny? On Thursday and Friday, some listeners were like, why is Spiegs being so hard on Alex? What's going on? And we kind of had known the news, and I realized
because you're
like,
a jerk.
No, it is because I'm a jerk. That's number one. I'm Petty LaBelle.
Good luck with his new job.
But that, when you get the good news and you're official, that means you're kind of open for business a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to be chopped down just
that.
A little back. You know what I mean?
Like,
we all live in this balance here.
I don't believe that. I believe that you should be celebrated. And
he
this
will
is
be
awesome.
Celebrated.
I didn't raise it. I don't believe in the whole we got to chop you down to build you up thing. Way to go,
no.
Coach Belichick.
We've been building him up.
We will continue.
Thank you.
There's
Alex.
Plenty to make fun of me about. So.
Alex, thank you.
Yes.
For understanding.
Good
me.
Luck,
as opposed
Alex.
To my partner.
The celebration.
It is a celebration. So we're going to celebrate. We're also going to talk about the Cubs' struggles because there's one player who has been on the struggle bus for a minute, and I wonder if it goes back to one particular incident. We'll talk about the Cubs and some of their struggles, especially with good pitching, after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.